Hello!
Hiya!
Hello!
Hello and welcome to the Penny Mart House.
Hi, I'm Christopher Brown.
Hiya, I'm O'Neill.
Hello, I'm Paul.
And we're back for the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes.
This is a good one, isn't it?
Bermuda.
Installment. Yeah. This is for all our Bermudian fans.
Yes, the home of shorts.
Yeah, very good, yes.
Nice tans and glasses on.
Yeah.
Johnny Barnes is from Bermuda.
John Barnes?
No, not John Barnes. Johnny Barnes. Not my name is John Barnes.
I come from Jamaica, I was going to say like that.
Johnny Barnes.
Because when he does his thing, the Craig go bananas.
They certainly do.
Bananas.
No, Johnny Barnes, he's like the local nutter in Bermuda. He's famous.
Is he?
He gets up every day, 3:45 a.m. Stands on a roundabout,
right,
holding some daffodils and waves at everyone who passes by.
Does he wear a bonnet?
He's been doing it for about 50 or 60 years now. He's got a bronze statue now.
Oh,
has he?
So
good for
him. Does he not need turnout now?
Nutter come good.
Yeah.
That's really...
What's the population?
He's 91 now, you know, Johnny Barnes.
I was going to say he must have started early if he's done it for 40 years. What's the population of Bermuda?
Well, I don't know, about 50.
50-odd.
It's only small, isn't it?
50?
Yeah,
is that it?
About 50 people.
50, 60 pushing it, you know.
I bet there's
it's about the same
the
size
population
as Tower Hamlet.
65,024 as of the count in 2013. So
assume that's gone up all day.
Few popped out in that time.
Few have gone missing, haven't they?
Few have gone missing.
Yeah,
so this is all very mystical.
Yeah, the Bermuda Triangle. That's like to move away from serial killers for this episode. But nonetheless, lots of death.
And
lots
disappearances.
Of death. The Bermuda Triangle riddled with mystery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else then.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
Well known for its...
Because riddled always goes with the clap.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. We were riddled.
Well, it is riddled with the clap because they have to import contraception condoms and the like into Bermuda, and the ships never get there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I know, makes good sense.
Can I give you some boring facts?
You can give us as many boring facts as you like.
The Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle.
The Devil's Triangle, yeah.
And also known as the Graveyard of the Atlantic.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I tell you why it's called the Devil's Triangle?
Go on.
Was that going to be one of your
facts? No, so I was... because when you look at the islands from an aerial view, it looks like a lady devil, and that's a Fangita at the centre.
No, Bermuda was actually known as the Devil's Island.
I didn't see that.
When, just because of the dangerous corals and coves around, and many ships had run aground and sink.
And it was in the olden days, like sort of the 15th century, when they were sailing past, like Christopher Columbus and all his lot, going finding the colonies and new lands and all that lot, when they used to go past Bermuda, they were used to report like healing screams and howls coming off the island.
Ooh. So they never went there.
So then people with
flat. Oh yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah, because they
wouldn't
have had cream, would they?
No,
they're
in pain with all
itch.
That clap.
Clawing away at the Fangita.
Scratching their asses on the floor.
Yeah.
Like a dog with worms.
Scratch your ass, but don't rip a chunk out.
Oof.
I've never heard that saying before, Paul.
It's very common in
Bermuda. Is that commonplace?
Well, no, it's well known in Bermuda. Scratch your
what
ass.
What makes up?
Scratch your ass, but don't rip a chunk out. I don't know what. There's a lot of Irish though. how do they talk in Bermuda?
Oh, I just imagine like Bob Marley.
Yeah, just in clicks and clops. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's them speaking Morse code.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
The triangle itself to restore order.
Okay.
I'm told you I'm giving you some facts.
Yes.
This episode for me is like been, you know what I'm like about information, detail, overload.
Okay, so we might be having some time.
Well,
put your feet up.
There's been over 3,000 ships gone missing. and over 200 planes, approximately. So we're going to go through them each in chronological order. It's the Bermudas is one point of it.
Yes.
And then the other point is Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, San Juan. Puerto Rico.
Which is slightly confusing.
San Juan.
Because I've heard other places having the same name, because I thought they meant the one near Tenerife. So then I was really confused.
Oh, right, yeah, there is a Puerto Rico Tenerife.
Yeah, but it's not that one. And then the Florida Keys.
Yes, Miami.
Miami.
Florida Keys.
It covers 1.5 million square miles.
It can't be 1.5 million miles.
Yeah. That's what it said on the
That would take
research.
It all the way up to space.
Square miles?
No.
No,
I'm not having that.
Triangular miles. Maybe.
5 million triangular miles.
Which leads me to think that these people just got lost.
Yeah.
It's that fucking big.
Because they're going round in a circle.
Yeah, going round in circles.
A guy with trundle wheel measuring it out.
On a ship.
And it only got its catchy name in 1964. Which is very modern.
It is very modern.
I was thinking it was like an old mystical thing a long time ago. But no, 60s, some bloke were writing an article.
Yeah, it was a fictional article
and
that he was writing.
And
he called it the Bermuda Triangle. It's also known as the Devil's Triangle, like you said.
Yeah, and it's stuck.
But apparently before that, they'd gone for a couple of other names. It was called, and these are the other names, and we'll go around from point to point. The Florida Triangle.
Ooh.
The Puerto Rico Triangle.
Doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
But we're but the Florida, the representative government of the state, and the Puerto Rico government, like, didn't want it.
They didn't
because
want
it'd
shame.
Be bad for, yeah, it'd be bad for
tourism.
For tourism. But Bermuda, they were, I mean, I suppose it's better, anything's better than the Devil Island. The Devil's Island.
For
so,
tourism.
With a screaming pigs.
We'll take the triangle.
Yeah, we'll have it. No, it's very good. So, what happens in the Bermuda Triangle? Well, there are many mysterious disappearances.
Ooh.
Reports of aliens.
Ooh.
Sea monsters.
Ooh.
Whirlpools.
Ooh.
Electromagnetic fog.
Hey. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, bit of fog. Bit
and
of
even a portal to the Hollow Earth.
Oh my.
What's the Hollow Earth?
Like, you know how the Earth's a sphere?
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, there's a portal that goes through
straight
to the people who are living on the inside.
Like
of the
a little
sphere.
Lift.
All right.
So the Earth's hollow,
yeah.
And we live on the outside, but then there's people who live all on the
so
inside.
So like all the little lava men?
Yeah, you live inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet that's warm.
And the thing that makes it so mysterious is that mainly when people go missing, there's never anything found.
It's always like there's no trace.
There's always. In the majority of cases, people, ships, planes, whatever, they disappear and there's no
disappear
trace.
Disappear for bloody earth, yes.
They do. They vanish.
Why though? Why?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Whirlpools. Sea monsters. Electronic
bloody whirlpools. So we'll put plug out.
And a portal to the Hollow Earth.
I've heard that it's unusual sea floor syndrome.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, no. I've heard that.
So, what are some of the most famous disappearances? Shall we enlighten the listening public?
Yes, why not? Why not? I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to get into some bigger things than, you know, some bloke on a lilo.
Fell asleep on a lilo, pissed.
Pedalo gone wild.
Do you know, this is a true story. And I wasn't there, but I had it from a reliable source. A family member of mine, he only had one arm. His arm
he went around in circles on robots.
His arm got ripped off in a cheap metal machine.
Right.
As a younger man. And so he were all healed up, but he had like a claw. Because it was back in the 60s when it happened.
Right.
And they didn't have prosthetic arms.
Like
he just had a claw.
He just stitched a lobster's arm on.
Yeah, he just put a claw on. Anyway, he was on his holidays in Torremolinos or somewhere, and he relied on a lilo. And he'd like...
We were in circles for 8 hours.
He was drifting off.
Right.
Like, you know, he was having a nice time. But then He only had one arm and his claw were off because he were on beach chilling.
You don't want to be on beach with a claw.
So anyway, he's like,
you can't dig it all with a claw, can you?
Mr. Young Barbie thinking you were lost.
He's drifting off towards the shipping and all his family.
Is that a pub?
Rest of family are on beach. And he's thinking, and he's like, he's waving for help.
But we're all waving
back. Because he's only got one arm, he just thought he was waving at him. And he can't paddle back, tide's taking him out. Anyway, the bloody local coast guard, I'm going again.
You see, if I only had one arm, I'd get like an attachment for every situation.
Like a flipper.
I get a paddle, I get a tin opener.
Fork.
A fork.
Well, it's you, John.
I'll get a spork just to save change.
Airbrush, comb.
Airbrush, comb, yeah.
Air dryer. You'd have to have a big
vibrator
to keep them all on. You could get a fake finger for fingering with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never thought of that.
Finger. I suppose there's some things you need two of, really, because you could comb with your other hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jackhammer.
Yeah.
An essential in everyday life.
So there's lots of mysterious...
A whisk.
Lots of mysterious things have happened. So we can't talk about them all as much as I would like.
Let's talk about the best ones.
So we'll talk about the earliest one, perhaps. Right, and okay. There's not a lot of detail, because it's from a very long time ago. But in 1492, Christopher Columbus...
Oh, yeah.
Who we've already mentioned.
Heard of him.
He was... going to America.
Sailing about.
And he reported strange lights and compass readings whilst sailing in the area of the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
So, even back, 500 years ago, just a bit more.
Yeah.
There were strange doings going on.
Strange lights.
Strange lights and strange compass readings.
Well, I've got some info on the compass readings. Do you want me to go there now, or would you sooner?
You can do what you want, Christopher.
Well, I mean, I looked into some of the explanation.
Alien. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it.
And Lava Men is the general. That's what we're going
with. That's the reason, really.
I think the consensus amongst us is it's probably Lava Men.
Aliens. Sea monsters.
Or sea monsters, or world.
Or dodgy seabed.
But there are intellectuals out
some
there.
Some of these fucking boffins trying to
spoil the fun for everyone. Just, you know, but there are people. They're saying that, you know, up to the 19th century, compasses would go wild in that area because the magnetic fields around the Earth, I mean, they're constantly changing in the poles, but in that area, it switches to true north rather than magnetic north.
Oh. Yeah.
And apparently that's moved now. Like I said, it's changing all the time and it's more towards the Gulf of Mexico. So once you were within the triangle area, you'd have to alter your coordinates to match true north rather than magnetic north.
Well,
but if you weren't experienced and you knew about it, which Christopher Columbus wouldn't be because he was passing through for the first time.
Yeah, he was inventing it.
Well, that's when all your compass goes all wonky donkey.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell, where am I going? It's spinning like fuck.
So in the next thing
you know, you're like a bloke with a claw and a lilo and you're going spinning around in circles.
Hiya.
You're all right.
Well, this tin iron whisk.
Yeah. If you'd have had a whisk, you could have maybe gone a bit faster. A propeller, you could have a propeller.
A propeller, yeah.
Or now we could have the Mexican Triangle.
We could do that episode in a couple of years. People are more...
They're aware.
Yeah, they're aware. And
they know about the issues.
You've got sat-nav these days, haven't you?
Everyone's aware.
Turn left at the screaming animals.
You're living in the age of enlightenment. Shove it up your ass. Anyway... Couple of hundred years go by. Well, not a couple, one. 1609.
Mm-hmm.
That's 117 years later. A ship called the Sea Venture.
Oh, nice name.
Very nice name.
Sailing to America. Again, it's going to Virginia, to the colonies. And a storm wrecks it onto Bermuda.
Oh,
and that is how the island got populated.
Oh, really?
Because before then, everyone was too shit scared to go there because of all the screaming and the howling and all that.
So is there no explanation of what the screaming and howling is other than...
pigs and birds.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Pigs don't scream.
They do. Look, unless, that.
Unless Willy Pigson's already behind him.
Ah, you can make a pig scream.
Oh, yeah.
Squeal
especially
like
if
a
another
pig.
Pig's like bullying it.
Yeah.
Or if you're wanking it off.
Yeah.
Then it'd scream.
Yeah. Or sexy time for pig on pig sexy time.
Yeah.
What about the birds?
Just
why do
birds,
they squawk?
Birds squawk all time.
Native squawking.
Yeah, but
birds
song and squawking is a different kind of fish,
isn't it? They must have done it. So once it got past the fact that the island was just full of squawking birds and pigs and not demons, they all started to live there and it was nice.
Oh, because I imagine it's a nice place to live.
But it looks
nice.
It
looks sunny, don't it?
The Bahamas.
Bermuda.
Palm trees. Lilos.
Johnny Barnes. Anyway, fast forwarding. About 70 years. Well, the Marie Celeste or Mary Celeste.
Oh, yeah, depending on where you're from.
It's a fucking piss take, I'll tell you.
Right, okay.
Because there's two of them.
Right.
One is a paddle steamer. Right? What was carrying goods
right,
for the American Civil War effort. That hit the reef.
Yeah.
Near Bermuda.
Yeah.
And sank.
Sank.
Killed everyone.
Bloody hell.
Shit.
Now there's the other Mary Celeste.
Yes.
Which is the famous ghost ship.
Yes.
That never went anywhere fucking near the Bermuda Triangle.
See, I was always led to believe the famous ghost ship flew through it.
But the,
not
with
flew.
With the tone in your voice, it suggests that maybe you spent a numerous amount of time trying to figure out why the Mary Celeste wasn't in the Bermuda
it's
Triangle.
It's piss take. Nah, every time you go, do
someone's
the
leading us a merry dance.
Yeah.
You do your research,
yeah.
Your good honest research. Fucking Mary Celeste, Bermuda Triangle, all over every website you go on, Wikipedia, all that bull.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's nearly, when it set sail from New York.
Yeah.
And it was found, it was bound for Genoa, and it was found off the shores of Portugal.
Right.
Never went anywhere near the fucking Bermuda Triangle. Fucking Bermuda, let go, right?
Yeah, but I think this will come into one of my theories about the Bermuda Triangle later on that we'll get to. But there is a Mary Celeste that went down in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, there is.
The paddle
steamer.
Yeah. So why should
same
they let go?
Thing.
There's
well,
a Mary Celeste went down in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. The actual sinking of a paddle steamer in
1864. I don't care if it's a fucking paddle boat. It went down and it was called the Mary Celeste.
Now, the other Mary Celeste.
Even though it didn't go down at Bermuda, I think it's quite an interesting story we should
tell. Sank in 1872.
Right, yes.
It's fucking... It was originally called the Amazon...
Right.
And was built in Nova Scotia. On the first voyage, the captain died.
What are we talking about now? This paddle boat?
No, the lying fucking twatting Mary Celeste.
So is that the paddle boat or the real, the famous one?
The famous one.
Right.
So it's not a paddle boat, a sail ship.
Right, yeah.
It's got sails. It was built in 1861.
Are you just telling us this now because you've done the research?
I'm telling you because I'm
Mary
angry.
You've done the research on the Mary Celeste. And I'm from the tone in your voice, it's suggesting maybe that you spent quite a lengthy amount of time reading and writing information about the Mary Celeste. And now that you're bitter because you realise that it has nothing to do with the Bermuda Triangle.
No.
But nevertheless,
I will get my facts out. We can leave it out if you like. We can leave it out. I'm quite happy to.
Go on. We don't want to piss on your bonfire.
1861. The Amazon, not the Mary Celeste.
We don't want to sink your ship.
Fucking made of what captain dies. You sail it from fucking Nova Scotia to England.
I kid you not, 45 minutes later.
You see?
Right, yeah.
Fucking ghost ship sailing about on the fucking sea.
Yeah.
It's a load of shit. I'm telling you.
It's quite weird about that, though. They couldn't... It was just left completely on... Like, everything was still
It probably is quite weird, but we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle.
Moving on.
disappearances.
Have there been any more disappearances?
Well, ooh, let me tell you.
Oh, here we go. Is this one that actually disappeared in the triangle?
Actually disappeared.
Doesn't share the name with something.
Triangle.
Yeah.
You might have heard of it. In 1881, a ship called the Ellen Austin was on a voyage. It came across a ghost ship in the Bermuda Triangle.
Ooh,
already.
Oh my God.
So they thought, ooh, in them days, if you found a boat, you could like salvage it and you could claim it.
Oh,
and you kept
it. Tugboat.
You know. So they sail up to it and they shout, hello, hello. And they might make noise. No one comes back. So some of the crew say, all right, we'll be quids in here. Like. So
let's
they jump in, they row over, and they claim that as theirs, and they're going to sail it to New York.
Right.
To get to the, then you go to a port and you do the
port
of call,
you
get the salvage rights.
Fill paperwork in, what's in it?
Now, after the crew go on to the new ghost ship,
yes,
they set sail together,
yep,
and a bit of a storm comes in, and this ghost ship disappears out of sight, which, I mean, pretty hard, isn't it, on the big fuck-off ocean?
Well, you'd have thought so.
Then it reappears.
Oh, piss off.
And the crew have gone. The crew who were transferred from the Ellen Austin to the ghost ship.
What days are we talking now?
1881.
You see, I reckon Fallout, found a ship, Fallout, who's keeping the loot? Bit of pushy shovey, argy bargy, chuck them overboard. What explanation are we going to give? Or it was a ghost ship.
Well, the ghost ship reappears with no crew, so then they think, oh, that's all right, what's gone on, we'll keep it though.
Yeah.
And then it disappears again before they can get hold of it. What's that all about?
That's what there's
explain that.
Too much rum.
Too much alcohol. Too much alcohol. Because that was one of the theories for the Mary Celeste that wasn't sunk in the Bermuda Triangle.
Or they'd been drinking salt water.
They all died from the alcohol fumes and fell overboard.
The alcohol fumes?
Yeah, that was one of the other theories.
Well, it was transporting industrial
alcohol. Can we shut up about the fucking Mary Celeste already?
Don't you get me started on that.
The non-Bermuda one or the Bermuda one.
Oh, piss off.
So anyway, so that's quite interesting because there's this boat, it appears,
and then
they board it and then they fucking disappear and then they come back with no one there.
I sniff bullshit on that one. I reckon somebody...
That is definitely
fancy
not bullshit.
Selling some papers or whatever, wanting a bit of fame.
This is before...
They're abducted by lava men, aren't you?
This is before the Bermuda Triangle had been invented. This is predating it.
Yeah, but you get people making up... I mean, sea monsters and all that palaver.
Are you going to tell me they're not real now?
Well, maybe I am.
Yeah, I've presented on this very show hardcore facts about the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, which we...
Right, come on then, tell us about the next one.
Bypass. Right,
the
I've
USS
got a good one
Cyclops.
Here. The USS Cyclops.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was sailing across sea. Someone eyeballed it.
Aye, very good.
It was a huge supply ship for the USA Navy. 522 feet long.
Oh, that's
big. That's
I felt a little tingle in my willy then.
Did you?
Keep giving it to me. Give it the
massive. Massive. On June the 8th, 1918, the ship left Virginia, heading to Brazil.
Ooh.
For nuts.
Dropping coal off for troops.
Right.
Bringing nuts back. Why do troops need coal?
Keep them warm at
keep
night.
Fires.
In Brazil?
Ash winter.
Anyway, let's not get into those little facts. But then...
he says.
It stopped off in Brazil and it dropped its load and then it set off back and it loaded up with some other goods, like you said, probably nuts.
Probably.
Don't know.
Nuts.
What else comes from Brazil?
Nuts and...
The Lambada.
And leaves and
crack.
Amazon stuff.
Crack.
Wood. They do a lot of wood cutting.
They do, yeah.
Chickens.
Chickens and wood.
Brazil.
Beef.
Nice
cows.
Ladies.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Anyway, they set off back and they made a quick pit stop in Barbados.
Yes.
And loaded up some more cargo.
It's all right for some.
I don't know what they picked up in Barbados.
Rum.
Maybe some rum.
Bananas.
Weed.
Bananas. Weed. Some of them like flowery.
Like from Hawaii.
Some of them.
Grass skirts.
Coconuts. Grass skirts.
Crack cocaine.
Knock off Oakley sunglasses.
Bandanas.
Rockfords.
and general like stuff. Yeah. Like
supplies.
That.
Supplies.
What year were this
Let's
again?
Just call it supplies.
1800.
Yeah. So he was setting off to Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
Which is not as a bit
not
cold.
Sexy.
Not as sexy.
Not as sexy, a bit chilly.
Yeah. No grass skirts. And he was due to land on March the 13th. But the ship and its crew of 309 men completely disappeared.
Oh.
Never to be seen again. It was the largest loss of life in the US Navy history at the time, which I thought initially, bloody hell. But then it's outside of combat, which, you know,
outside of Cornwall.
I fucking think so. You know? Like, how else are you gonna? How else is over 300 people gonna die outside of combat? I don't know. But no remains of the ship or crew were ever found.
No.
Which is a mystery. Again, there are theories that lava men came up, killed them all, and took the ship underground.
I have got three hard and fast theories on what happened to the USS Cyclops, which was the Navy's largest and fastest ship at the time.
It?
One is it was boarded by pirates.
Arrgh.
Seems unlikely.
Pieces of eight. Arrgh. Give us your grass skirts.
Or Somali pirates.
Seems unlikely though, doesn't it? If like there's 309 soldiers on it.
Yeah, you've got to be
a pirate with a patch on and
wooden
parrot.
Leg and a
red jacket, massive beard, black curly hair,
cat of nine tails.
Peter Pan pursuing him.
Yeah, and a paddle as an arm.
So I don't think pirates could be it. The second option I had, prototype German submarine.
Boom!
You've got to remember, it's 1918.
Testing out the weapons.
World War One. My third.
Yeah.
Giant octopus.
Have you just made that up?
No.
Well, that's a drop in the ocean.
The Kraken.
It's a theory.
Yeah, is it?
Giant octopus came up.
Did it squirt them all with loads of ink?
Maybe that's what's doing them all. Maybe this giant octopus has got such long tentacles that it's pulling planes
all
out
of them,
the sky as
well.
Well,
you see, you laugh.
Just eating it.
But there's no wreckage, is there?
No. Eating it.
There's nothing to say that a giant octopus didn't do it.
There isn't. It could be a giant octopus.
I think it might be.
Or a giant squid.
Yeah, because maybe that's why everyone on Bermuda was screaming, because they thought, what the bloody hell's that with its
massive... Get out of the way, the octopus will get you! Run for your life!
It's funny you say that about the Bermudans, because...
The god is a giant octopus.
No, yeah. I've got it written down here somewhere. Hang on. Just on the edge of Bermuda, there's some giant big... holes in the ocean. They're called the Blue Holes, not a very catchy title, but in the Blue Holes the Lusker lives, which is a massive sea creature which everyone in Bermuda's scared of. So
I wonder if that's a Lusker. What's one of them?
It's called the Lusker. I don't know if that's Bermudan for
between
sea
lurker and he lusts for people's bellies.
When
he lurks and then he lusts.
When you go to where these big blue holes are, it lives.
He's swimming along and then he's lurking. And he just went past and he...
What noise will he make?
And he's like... And you're like... Look, you scream at first, but then you realise he's just lusting for you. And you're like...
In what noise does
like,
he do?
It's a sea monster. Don't
and then you've got the octopus. I bet the octopus would fucking whack him out.
And then all Bermudians are outside going...
These blue holes have been dived by brave divers in modern times.
Brave
looking
divers.
For the sea monster.
And?
They've got 663 feet deep, but they can't get to the bottom.
And
too
everyone's
fucking
afraid
deep.
To go too any deep. Further.
It's too dark, they won't go any deeper, and that's because the monsters are... And when you're at the side...
Yeah, but if
when you're at the side and you look out onto the sea...
No, I don't
when
agree
the monster's angry, the water goes up and down fast
fuck
in the hole.
Because he's angry.
Well, what else
makes he's
going do it?
The tide?
No, not the tide. Just go up and down like this.
I've never seen water do that. I don't know what you mean. Like when a fat bastard jumps in the swimming pool.
Yeah, up, down. Imagine him jumping in and getting out really quickly and jumping in.
Well, why does it go up? Just because it's angry.
Because it's breathing.
Maybe it's masturbating.
Because he's a luster.
Yeah, because he's a luster.
He can't control his lust. And then he's like...
No, water's going up and down because of it. I know he's gay.
See, we cracked the code. It's a masturbating sea monster.
In his little blue hole.
Yeah. Watching a bluey. Yeah. In his hole.
That's why it's called Blue Hole. Because he's seen lots of blue holes.
We're cracking them all tonight.
So then... We're going aerial next.
Oh, we're going aerial. Oriel's going aerial.
We're going aerial. 1945, a very famous incident. Flight 19.
Flight 19. Yeah, so this involved 5 US Navy Avenger torpedo bombers.
Ooh, sexy name.
That is a sexy name.
And they take off from Lauderdale Naval Air Station in Florida.
Sorry, say that. Where did they set off from again?
Lauderdale Naval...
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale Naval Air Station in Florida, and they were on a routine 3-hour training mission.
Do you know what I love about this flight that went missing?
What?
It was an advanced lesson in navigation. It was.
So it was a training exercise due east for 120.
Advanced training exercise.
Yeah, advanced training exercise.
And one expert.
Not just
said,
your first time out.
No.
You know, take it easy.
But ironically, the pinpoints, so they were meant to go like 120 miles east, then 73 miles, and then back over 120
so
miles. It's in a triangle formation.
And they were set to...
What year is this?
1945.
Oh, so we've not got the Bermuda Triangle yet. No.
An expert that I saw on a documentary said it was impossible to get lost on this type of training mission.
Because they've got little compasses as well. They've got little compasses.
Yeah, but like I say, compasses are going all wild.
Well,
they're going all
wild.
No, but they only have to two left turns.
Well, yeah, you'd have thought so. But
went tits up for the poor lads. Because two hours after this flight training, advanced training exercise began.
Advanced.
The leader of the squadron who had been flying in the area for more than 6 months said that his compass had started going a bit funny. And his backup compass had failed, which was very odd.
Just a minute, compasses are the same. What do you need a backup compass for?
In case you drop one, it falls out of the plane.
In case it breaks.
Drop it in the plane?
I mean, yeah,
just pry that window open, Jeff, I farted.
Yeah, well, they did, didn't they? In olden days, they had windows that opened. They weren't all sealed in like a... Well, it's not an holiday plane.
Some types are sucked off.
Flight lieutenant... Or, if you're being British and proper, flight lieutenant, but he's a Yank, so lieutenant, Charles Taylor.
So, yeah, he were on his little radio as well, and he was like, hey guys back there, because they're in like a triangular formation.
Yeah, how you
he's
doing,
like,
guys?
Hey guys back there, and everyone behind
like
him.
Like the flying V.
Yeah.
Like in Mighty Ducks.
This is the one. And the compass is in the other... Little flights had also gone wrong.
Yeah, like
so
I said, the magnetic field.
There was something majorly amiss. Something majorly
aliens.
Amiss.
Yeah,
so
the magnetic fucking field.
Aliens in the area.
All right. All those lava men firing arrows.
I thought that. I thought either lava men.
Fireballs.
Or like dodgy seabeds sucking them in. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, there were attempts at radio connection to land, and they were all unsuccessful. So then, obviously, yeah, it were breaking up. You've got people at base in Florida who were like, come on, guys, where the fuck are you?
Charlie Tango, Tea Kettle Barbecue.
Charlie Foxtrot, Dango Banana.
Fuck you all, Jeff, I'm not getting nothing.
Didn't work. So they all went missing, disappeared.
Static.
But then they sent out another 3 planes, I think, to go and find them, didn't
they? Yeah, they sent out another 3 planes to find, but they were unsuccessful.
No, because they got crashed and went missing as well.
Yeah, they also... They were...
What, have they crashed yet? Also,
what happened is...
They've gone missing!
They'd gone missing, and the radio transmission to land were all skewed. And at this point, the original squadron that went out, they're thinking, like, fucking hell, we're in the middle of nowhere. Our compasses are broke, and our fuel's running dangerously low. So they were running out of time, basically. And they only had a certain time frame to get back to Florida. And... The fuel they had in the tank wouldn't have gotten back there. So ultimately, they had to do a crash landing in the sea. That's the theory.
That's what people think. That's the aliens.
That's the theory.
Taking them away
to outer space.
Right. And the strange thing was, though, the bodies were never found and the aircrafts were never located. They found in similar areas, because I've watched a documentary, they found similar, from similar era, like fighter jets, in a similar place where they went missing. But they never found the exact ones, you know, with the codes on. They all
went missing, and they were never traced. So there was 5 planes in the original thing that went missing, and then they sent out 3 rescue planes. So originally there was 14 people that got lost originally, and then when these other planes went out, they were called mariners, they went missing as well, and that another 13 people went missing.
So you've got to think, there's like, you're going on for nearly 30 people that have been bumped off by these mystery lava men. Now, I'd be pissed off at that point.
No one knows.
I think the strangest thing behind it is there were no trace, absolutely zero trace of these planes.
Well, I've got theories on that as well, but, you know, do you want to continue with your
tale? You can give me a theory. I might poo-poo it.
Go on, give us a theory. Show us what you've got.
Well...
You know what he's on about, this lad.
One of the... I've got a list here of numerous theories of the which don't include lava men,
aliens.
Big octopuses or aliens.
Aliens from inner and outer space.
Over inner and outer. Right, okay, sorry. One of the main reasons given for people disappearing in the Bermuda Triangle is human error.
Boring.
Rubbish.
Yes, boring.
Boom.
But, you know, it's a huge body of water.
How many people have
gone
missing?
There's no real landmarks there, and it's a very choppy part of the ocean. Very easy to lose your bearings and your sense of direction. It's also...
You can say that about Blackpool, went tighten.
Well...
you don't see shit like that happening.
Hey, what about them cockle pickers in Southport?
Yeah, Morecambe.
The Thames Estuary.
That's choppy.
So I've already talked about the compasses and the magnetic fields and the poles constantly changing, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
There's also a theory of methane gas, which
I've heard about this.
Within, underneath the seabed, there's theories that there are large pockets of methane, naturally produced methane gas.
Well, I think
gas.
What it is, isn't it? There's this, like...
It's the lava men trumping.
There's this on the seabed around in the Bermuda Triangle, there's large areas covered in a white, waxy substance.
Yes.
Sea monster jizz.
Yes, maybe.
And when there's a movement in the Earth tectonic plate...
Yes.
It cracks and the white cum floats up. And as the pressure changes... It dissolves and turns into the methane gas, which you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that changes the buoyancy.
Whether that is how it gets there's pockets of methane gas underneath the ocean, the seabed.
Methane hydrate.
Yes. Now, when that's released from the ocean floor, it finds its way out. Now, the thing with methane gas is, it has interesting effects on the density of water. Really.
Makes it less dense.
And large amounts of
waste
will make its way to the
surface.
Will make its way to the surface and will make the water
changes
so
the
less dense.
I said that about 2 minutes ago.
And and ships will sink.
And they're like the force of it pulls boats down, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, the density's
no. That's
there.
The sea monster that pulls
the
boats.
Yeah,
so the boats
that.
Will sink like a stone. Now there are also theories that say that gas will continue to rise.
Into the earth.
Within big bubbles of methane, if they get up to where a plane is...
Fucks a plane right up,
engine will cut out, so that's the theory. Also, if there's a spark within the engine, it'll bloody explode. So, if this is true, and boats are sinking because of the methane gas and planes are dropping out of the sky, but why then are we not finding any remains of people or of... the wreckages of the things that fall from the sky. They're all shush.
A lot of the time, they always say, like, there was no radio contact immediately before the disaster.
Well, never mind that. What I'm talking about is the Gulf Stream.
The
Gulf Stream is a fast-moving kind of underwater river which flows from the Gulf of Mexico straight...
The Mexican Triangle.
Straight through, yes. Straight through the Bermuda Triangle and takes things out into the Atlantic.
Now, I've heard about this.
If anything sinks, goes into the water, then the Gulf Stream could theoretically take it well out into the Atlantic, where it'd eventually sink. But nobody would think to look that far out at sea.
Well, they would, because they know what the Gulf Stream is now. So, yes, they would think to look.
You're talking about an area of ocean which is far...
Very vast.
Very vast, and it's very deep as well.
Is it bigger than the Boating Pond?
And like we said, we can't get down to the bottom because it's very dark.
You can in a submarine.
You can't get a straw long enough to breathe out of whilst you're going underwater.
Can I just tell you about Flight Lieutenant Charles Taylor?
I've just given you loads of facts there, and loads of viable reasons for the disappearances of all these boats and ships. And you have completely bypassed it and telling me about some bloody captain or Lieutenant Admiral bloody John.
No, Lieutenant Dan.
I listened to all your interesting facts. Bloody in fact, I contributed
Captain about birds out
the bloody sea monster jizz. Right. That's a true fact. Man. Methane hydrate. I was just referring back to Flight 19, that the Flight Lieutenant, Charles Taylor, there is a rumour that he survived the crash and married an islander on the Bahamas.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, I hope you used the Johnny, because we've heard about them lasses on there.
I know.
But anyway, sorry, go back to your science.
Well, I haven't got any more science per se.
Well, that was very nice science that you presented.
That's the science I have. I do have another theory, but...
Oh, I've got some scientific facts.
Oh, have you got some? We've got more science. We're bringing more science to the table.
And that's science.
Hey, don't put your Bunsen burner away yet. Come on, here we go.
Get your goggles back on. So this scientific fact relates to electronic fog, also known as the Hutchison effect.
Oh, electromagnetic.
So I think it's probably commonplace to know that, like, you know, when a plane's high up and it gets like cloud fog stuff in its engine, you get turbulence.
Well, you told us about this before.
And it's like, And it's been heard several times that ships and aircraft get engulfed in some kind of electronic fog, and the fog keeps moving along with the ship or the plane.
Just moves with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's a magnet, it sticks to it.
And eventually, because it's like got magnetism in it, all the electronic equipment and other instruments upon the boat, they all start malfunctioning, like... So then the ships and the airplanes, they either disintegrate completely, so I mean just that...
No, just vaporise.
Yeah, just vaporise into the earth, or disappear without a trace.
Rewind, wait a minute, this fog makes things disappear.
Yeah, it melts stuff into the stratosphere.
I'm
and
not
then
having
it's,
that.
And then
have
it's,
you never seen fog?
When and then it goes...
Yes, I've seen fucking fog. I've not seen it vaporise anybody.
And then it goes up into the ether and then there's no...
Driving over tops.
I've been outside when it's foggy and you can't see across the street. It's vanished.
Yeah,
I have. I've seen it happen.
When all houses across the road have just gone.
They've gone.
I'll tell you what, I woke up in the morning. Smog outside, next minute... Bloody Deirdre, and Barbara, and Rita, and Sue, and Bob, all bloody gone. Houses gone.
See him.
Nothing left. No, but a Norman,
the strangest thing happened.
Vaporised.
Vaporised, it's
when
true.
No, reappeared.
No, but Sandra's slippers left on front porch.
It's true.
John Hutchison, who is a Vancouver-based scientist...
Who is he now?
...through his experiments has shown occurrence of electric fog. So, listeners, you might want to have a look into that to see that this theory is very well backed up.
Bollocks.
It causes some strange phenomena other things.
Is that your...
That is believable as you bloody wanking bloody sea urchin.
Methane hydrate.
Wanky animal come from the bottom of the ocean, that's true.
Yeah.
And more... I think that's more plausible.
Do you know what's strange about methane hydrate?
Bloody vaporising fog.
Do you know where else they find it?
Where?
They find it in the Bermuda Triangle, and the only other place you find it, the Milky Way.
Upstairs in the sky.
Aliens.
It's true, I've got it
aliens.
All here.
Oh.
Get bent.
Right then, so.
Any more science?
No, we've enough science for now.
Not really got anything in the way of like a scientific...
Can't put my tripod away now.
Scientific theory.
Or have you got any of this vaporising fog in a beaker?
I suppose.
Probably vaporised.
Oh, naysayer.
I suppose we've touched upon this where there's these large craters near the edge of the Bermuda Triangle, but unusual sea floor could also contribute to this. because the Bermuda Triangle seafloor is very strange, as Paul's highlighted.
Yeah, because it's full of cum crust, as we've already heard.
And there's some unusual formations.
Think of your blankets.
So from a gentle drop, it takes a sudden slope, so there's craters under it that can easily envelope these boats and never to be seen again.
So because they'll just be hiding under a fold.
And they're virtually inaccessible as well, these craters. So people
Why are they inaccessible?
Because they're that deep and they're like big mountains under the sea.
Bermuda is on top of an old volcano. A volcano erupted millions of years ago.
Releasing methane gas.
A volcano erupted millions of years ago.
Yeah.
And then the weather wore it down, so it turned into an island.
Yeah.
But then because of the eruption, there was like, there's this massive empty space under the sea called the Abyssal Plain.
Right.
And then in the middle of it, there's this big fuck-off volcano, what is now Bermuda.
Now, there's something that's very relevant to something that happened last month in Norway.
What?
That relates to this kind of thing.
We're shifting now.
Topical.
Well, very topical. So these like large deep ocean craters are like that can be created by volcanoes on the sea floor. They're busting out this methane gas, and they're trapped at different layers below the sea floor, and that causes the big explosions. And so, as such, these giant craters underneath the sea are created, and they're about they can be about half a mile wide and 150 foot deep, which doesn't seem that large, but it is.
Big, isn't it? Big enough to put a boat in.
And also, yeah.
John Cartwright at school. He had craters like that. Crater face.
I hope you're not listening, Johnny Herbert. I apologise for such crass.
Sorry, Johnny.
Comments.
We
by
love
my
you,
colleague.
Johnny. We love you. But yeah. An example of these giant craters that are created by these layers of methane gas, one was discovered actually in March, last month this year, off the Barents Sea. In the Barents Sea, off the coast of Norway. So
that's
the
new finger.
It's still very relevant.
Deadliest catch.
Is it?
Yeah, they found a lot of Viking ships, helmets, shitloads of stuff.
And big crabs. Long boats and big crabs.
James Herbert wrote The Fog.
He did.
There we go, topical.
That's very relevant.
Topical.
Yeah.
Anyway, in 1948, there was a flight went missing, flight DC-3.
DC-3?
That was the plane that was in that was a Douglas Dakota.
Right. Ooh.
And this is interesting because flight disappeared completely.
Oh, there's a fucking surprise. I thought it was just going to land nice and bonny, going on its bloody merry way.
And it was only 50 miles from Florida, and it was on its landing pattern to land at Miami, and it just disappeared. All radio contact was lost. Gone.
Gone. Zilch. It's all that
ISIS.
No, right.
ISIS.
Not in 1948, Christopher. If you'd have said Nazis, you might be, but
Nazis.
Not ISIS.
Nazis.
I did, yeah.
Anyway.
Just
coming to more recent times, 1970.
Right.
Got a very interesting story here from a man called Bruce Gernon.
Bruce Gernon?
Now, Bruce Gernon, a local property dealer, what do we call them, estate agent types. When you're a property person in Bahamas and Florida Keys, because there's all loads of little islands, you've got to have a plane to get a boat on. It's not just like driving down M1 or, you know, over London Bridge, whatever. So he was a very experienced pilot. Over 30 years of experience, Bruce had.
Mm.
Now, on one particular day, on the 4th of December in 1970, Bruce and his father were flying from Andros to Palm Beach. A trip of approximately 100 miles.
Nuts, I hope. Drinks.
Nuts, drinks, cold.
So Bruce takes off in his plane.
He's got a bloody film on, 100 miles.
Takes off in his plane. Well, a 100-mile trip in a plane. This trip usually would take about 90 minutes. Now, this is very important fact.
Okay.
So they take off.
Take off.
And he's in his plane with his dad.
Good start.
And as he's flying, he notices a huge lenticular cloud in front of him.
What's that mean?
A massive cloud.
You could have just said that.
No, but it was a lenticular cloud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you could have just said that.
It wasn't a luminous nimbus.
You could have just said a big fuck off cloud.
Yeah, well, let's try and be a bit more highbrow. We're not all from Back Bog Street.
What was that?
And we're in Wigan.
Continue.
Ventricular suggests octopuses are involved in my
opinion. Ventricles,
isn't it? Tentacles are what I'm thinking.
Ventricles
of.
And so tentacles.
Bruce is looking at this cloud, big fuck off cloud. He estimates it to be 60,000 feet in height.
How can you estimate that?
You can't estimate that.
He's an experienced pilot with 30 years under his belt.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
That's a kind of reasoned argument I like.
Get tape on that.
Now this...
Piss off.
This cloud had formed above the Great Bahama Bank.
Had it now.
Has had its fair share of mysterious disappearances around it. Mm-hmm. So, Bruce, he thinks, right, I'm in the shit here because my plane is not powerful enough to go over the top of this giant, massive cloud.
Oh, and you can't
then
go through it.
He sees a gap
it'll dissolve.
In the cloud, so he thinks, I've not got an option, I'm going to have to go for this.
Gaps in clouds.
Now, as he starts off on his cloud... as he starts off on the plane.
Oh, you forgot to mention that he was driving a cloud.
As he
like
sets
a
off.
Curver.
As he sets off into the.
I also forgot to mention that Bruce was a Curver.
As he sets off.
So was his son. His son had a rainbow on his belly, and Bruce had a little. Had a unicorn on his.
I fucking hated the Curbers. As he sets off into this gap...
In his Kerber boots.
It's like a...
Kerber boots.
It's like a U-shape.
All right.
A U-shape opening.
Right.
And as he makes his way into it in his plane, the U-shape...
Closes. Like a bumhole.
No, into a tunnel... leaving Bruce with no option but to carry on going forward. You know, you're in a plane, you can't stick it in reverse. Got to keep going forward, can't turn left or right, up or down, there's cloud everywhere. As he's going through this tunnel, he starts to see light flashing around him, and then he starts to see...
I'm calling bullshit already.
He starts to see lines rotating in a counterclockwise.
Oh,
that's anticlockwise.
This lad's been watching too much fucking Doctor Who.
Counterclockwise, for the American listeners, anticlockwise British... so he's struggling to keep the plane level.
Yes.
And he manages to get through this tunnel. He estimated it to be about 10 miles long. And then as he comes out of this tunnel, he emerges into a mist and he can't see anything around him. And it's at this point he loses contact with air traffic control. So up until now, he's been in contact with air traffic control. But then he goes into this fog, like we've
like
talked about,
abyss.
The fog. So he's in the fog in... That's at this point, all his instruments fail.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
The next thing Bruce and his father remember is air traffic control starts screaming at him over the radio.
Get out the fucking cloud!
What are you doing?
I'm in a fucking cloud!
The plane has reappeared above Palm Beach in Miami, in Florida. And the air traffic controller is going mental because this plane just appeared on his screen, come out of nowhere. Bruce and his dad are like, what's happened? And it is estimated they travelled 100 miles in 30 minutes, not 90 minutes the flight should have taken, and they went through a time warp.
Oh, my.
Get bent.
Get bent.
Open your mind.
Quantum leap here.
No, not quantum leap. Bruce Gernon, not Sam. Bruce.
With his magic calculator. And puffing a toot to the long.
He's not getting on to Ziggy.
Toot to the long and his cloud.
Ziggy. That was thingy.
That was a fucking sea monster.
No, yeah.
Shut up.
So,
have you got anything more interesting?
So now
or are you just
going
to tell us more boring science?
There we've got sea monsters, we've got lava men, we've got...
Yeah, we don't need to recap every 10 minutes.
All right, then. Well,
we've got a time warp.
Yes, I have got something that I'd like to add. I think that there are a lot of fictional disappearances. I think it's said that...
Oh, you're bullshitters.
Yeah, bullshitters. Billy Bullshitters. Bermuda's full of them. Bermuda's full of Billy Bullshitters.
What a terrible slight against a nation.
I think it's worked in their favour to build up the...
You won't be getting any invites to Bermuda.
...of the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, what is claimed is that ships are reported missing. So then it'll make the headlines that this ship's gone missing within the Bermuda Triangle. But then it'll turn up 2 days later. It's just off schedule. It's been late. But what they'll never do is report the fact that it's reappeared, and we know they're all safe and sound. They'll just keep the mystique around something disappearing. All right,
that is simply not true.
We've had a few whoopsie daisies, and there's a few boats gone.
You're being very cruel here.
Capsized, disappeared, few planes, you know, within that area, and like there's perfectly good explanations, like we said, methane gas.
Can I just interject at this point? 3,000 ships.
No, there's
200 planes confirmed, not reappeared in a week.
Yeah, but if you do your research,
which you generally don't.
Which I've been on numerous websites.
Yeah, it doesn't. You've been on WikiLeaks.
No, I have not. I have been on numerous websites, and that number fluctuates wildly.
You told me at the start of this episode, before we start recording, so at the start, just before, that you had a figure of over 1,000 people dead.
Yes, and what was your figure?
I didn't give a figure of people.
5,000 square metres, weren't it?
3,000 ships.
Miles.
Is 1.5 million square miles.
Yeah, it's correct. Well, you see, you're slagging it all off, you're saying it's weather and
what
all
about
this.
Freak waves?
Yeah, big waves. We've not had that one.
Freak waves? What about weathers and hurricanes?
What about in 2015? 2015, the SS El Faro. Container ship. You know how big container ships are. Yeah. They don't sink easily, do they?
No.
Big bastard, right? There was a hurricane formed a few hundred miles away. And this old... It's 2015, this. It's not all old magnetic shitty compasses.
Right, okay.
It's GPS, it's modern ways, internet, Wi-Fi, all that stuff.
All right, we get the picture.
You know, you've got like John Ketley in the weather studio tracking all the weather, Ian McGaskill.
Big bastard storm.
Wincy Willis. You know, all these real experts. Hurricane forms, comes in. Now, this is all documented. Comes in, goes around, circles around the ship.
Right.
And then goes back the way it came. Ship sinks. All the crew have disappeared, not a trace.
Insurance claim.
No, you do. Stop saying it's got it written all over.
Just
you can't just sink.
Pull it up left here. Pull it up left. We'll put it in anger. Like in a shipyard.
James Bond.
Shipyard. We'll put it, stick it in there. Stick it in there. Be right. Nobody will look in there. Lock the door. Put padlock on. Get claiming. Get on direct
this
line.
This might be the way that you operate in your everyday life.
Boat sank. But what were you insured for? 5 million. Oh, yeah. Go on. Next minute. Bloody Johnny Sailor ship man. He's down at Cabo. Fucking 50,000... teapots.
It's an 820,000
20,000 grass skirts.
He only travels at like 2 miles an hour.
People are cashing in the land.
It's an 800 foot.
I reckon there's a few insurance scams going on in this bloody triangle.
800 foot container ship.
Smash and grab, I'm telling you.
Can't
pull the wool over my eyes.
There was even one story from a local fisherman. Who survived?
What happened? Lost his rod.
Probably did after shagging a lot of women on island.
He went out on his boat fishing. All his instruments failed.
He was supposed to bring a fish home to his wife, and he couldn't catch anything. He was really disappointed, so he told her that they vaporised.
I feel, Christopher, that you've somewhat lost interest in this topic. And of being very childish.
Go on.
He was only saved by his local knowledge of the landscape because his instruments failed And he...
That's because he's been shagging them women.
He was 4 miles adrift from where he should have been.
Right.
But he managed to find his way back because of his local knowledge. So that just shows you that these instruments...
So he's lost his bearings.
No, you're not listening. This just shows you that people's equipment, even in 2016, is still failing unexplained reasons.
Right.
And aliens, he was lucky because he made it back.
Good lad.
Right, so, come on.
Local knowledge and all that, Jess.
Can you contribute something worthwhile now instead of just childish bickering, childish naysaying, and just saying everything's a bit shit?
No.
Right, well, that's the end. Good night.
It's okay, then. It's lava men.
I think we all need to come to the conclusion. I think the lava men's quite a valid one, really.
Okay. Well, I think it's aliens and sea monsters.
Yeah.
That big sea monster that...
Aliens, sea monsters, lava men.
Lava men, wanking sea monster.
Yeah.
It's true.
Dodgy.
Not everything can be explained by
waves. I'll go with the cloud, then. That
can't all be waves.
Disappearing cloud.
Waves
and vaporising
clouds. Vaporising clouds.
Yeah. Waves, clouds and bad wind.
Yeah. Which is the methane.
I'm not having that. There's got to be more to it. Mm. We're just in this modern age. We're all out of touch with our mystical selves.
Maybe it boils down to there being a really terrible magnetic field in that area, hence why everyone's equipment's breaking. And then these big pockets of gas are just dragging these ships undersea, and then the vaporising clouds just make it all disappear. So maybe that's what it's all about.
Well, I guess we'll never know until the boffins
come up with a theory. Yeah. Well,
so that was good.
That was delightful.
Yeah.
Well,
now we know what happens in the Bermuda Triangle.
Of a fashion. Things disappear. It's true.
Yeah. We've not. The thing is, at the end of this episode, we can't give you an explanation.
We can't
do it. I mean, we've tried, as you've heard.
If modern science can't explain,
we've spent months.
Years.
Research.
I've already established that a giant octopus was responsible for the USS Cyclops going missing.
I lost my wallet.
No, yeah, I'm always putting milk in oven and glasses in fridge.
Yeah.
Always losing stuff. And I can't explain why I do that, so...
And a few weeks ago, I found my vibrator in my lunchbox and my bus is up my arse.
Hey!
Do you know what I did? You know what I did? I put out my recycling on wrong week.
Wrong week?
Yeah, it should have been black.
There's just no explanation.
There's no rhyme or reason as to why.
No rhyme or reason.
These things happen.
It just happens.
That's life.
I think that's it. We've just got to accept it. These things happen.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Do, 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 do.
Right then, on that note.
Well, on that note, thanks for having us.
Well, I think we've not put anything to rest, have we?
No,
well,
but
how can we?
We've explained things better, though.
If the biggest
we?
Brains in the world can't sort it out, how can 3 idiots from London sort it out?
Well,
exactly.
That's
one
way of looking at it.
Yeah, I think we've done all right.
Well, it's been quite interesting to look into it, you know.
I think my favourite part was the wanking sea monster in its little big blue hole. I think that's interesting, you know.
Well, it might merit further research, so help yourself, listeners.
Yeah.
Let us inspire you.
Let us know if you
fill
found
your
any
empty
crazy
lives.
Crazy facts.
Well, we've been the Penny Mortis, and that was good. It was fine. It was fab-dabbly-o-c. It was mystical.
Yeah, it was.
It's left me all whimsical.
Can we talk about murderers next time?
Maybe.
Okay.
Catch us on the Twitter page at Penny Malthouse.
Facebook, all that usual jazz.
What's the email address again?
ThePennyMalthouse@gmail.com.
Yeah, so you can email us. Send us some nice, lovely poetry.
Yes, send us some poetry.
So poetry's a good one we'd like.
Isn't that nice?
Read our blog.
Oh, yeah, our blog.
It's very out of date.
But we still like you to read it.
But you can read what we've already posted.
Can somebody send us a poem?
Yeah,
I'd like to read a poem.
I'd like to read a poem from one of our dedicated listeners.
Yeah, somebody write a poem.
I'd like that very much.
Right, enough of this.
Get it all soppy.
Fuck off. Bye.
Right, bye.
See you later. Toodaloo.